Wenn Simen Shim Mem Gimel Dinei Kotten B'Shabbes Uboi Sif Echot. So the Machaber says Kotten Oichel Neveles Ein Besen Mitzuven La Frishay. If a Kotten is eating Neveles, we'll see this includes all other Yisurim. These are Yisurei Deraise, Ein Bezden Mitzuven Lafrishi. So there's no Chiyuv on Bezden to stop him from doing what he's doing. And we'll see there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but this day holds, Afilu, this is a Kotten Shehigia Lechinuch, but there is no Chiyuv Chinuch on Bezden. So he can be doing Isurim, but there's no Chiyim and Bezden to be Mafrishim from what he's doing. Avol Oviv, but a father who's Mechuyiv Lachanech Benoi, so just like there's a Chiyiv Chinuch and Mitzvahs Asei, so there's also a Chiyiv Chinuch and Mitzvahs Lois Asei. Is mitzuve liger boy ula hafrishoi, and then the Ramah says me iser di eraise. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Neveilois vuhu adin kol shar isurim. All other isurim that this cotton might be doing, vechein chilu Shabbos. She's Mechalo Shabbos also. Im Oise Ledas Atzmoi, he is not being Mechalo Shabbos for someone else. For he's doing it for himself. So he wants to be Mechalo Shabbos. So there is no Chiyuv on Bezdin to interfere with his actions. Avol Im Oise Bishvil Godol, but what if he is being Mechalo Shabbos Letzorech Agodol? Tzorech Limchais Biyodoy Uchdolel Besimin Shinlam Bedalet Siv Chofhei Ayin Shom B'Mishneh Bure. Now in Shinlam Bedalet Siv Chofhei, there it says as follows. Kotten shebo lechabois. That means a kotten sees that a house is burning, so he comes to extinguish the fire. Tzorich limchois biyodoy. So we cannot let him do what he wants to do. We have to tell him he should stop. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Lamed Daled says as follows, that if he is doing this, let's say his father's house is burning, and he's coming to extinguish the flames of his father's house, he's doing aldas of it. So there the Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Etzion assumes that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah on the father to stop him from doing it. And that is nichlal in the posik, lisase kol melocho ato uvincha. So the shayla is, ato is going on every yid. And uvincha, if the ben is a godol, so it's ato. So you don't need, I don't need a special ribui als ubincha. So speaking about ubincha means that the ben is a cotton. And just like there is an isa lo isasa kol melocha ato, so ubincha, if your son is doing a melocha litzoil checha, that means he's doing it for you, So you're mechuyev min ha-toyre to be moiche. That is the love of Lis. That if Bincha is doing a malacha for you, there's a chiyev on you to be moiche.
What's the last aviv?
You're doing it for his father. What?
His father told him.
No. We'll see in a minute. Adas aviv means he's doing it on his own accord because he understands that the father wants that this should be done. That's called Aldas Aviv. But there was no tzivoy mitzad the father. And there the Mishnah Brura says, and if he's doing it for someone else, not for his father, again, Yena didn't tell him to do this. So there is, so midarabonon, Yena is mechuyev to be moiche. That means if he's doing it for someone else, a cotton is being extinguishing a fire for someone else. So the Sharetzin in Shin Lamed Daled says that's also midarabono. That is what the Sharetzin says in Simen Sivkotn Nun Daled. Bira Loche in Reisa Mech Aleph, he is Mekel. And he has a problem over there, and therefore he wants to say that that the Issa, the Reise of Leisase, I'm sorry, it's Reisa Mech Vav, that the Issa, the Reise of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincho is only speaking about when he told him to do it. That's the Issa, the Reise of Ato Uvincho. But if he's doing it for him, so then there's an Issa Darabonon on the father also. There's no Issa, the Reise. So we have here two. There's a machlekes in two places in Mishnah Berurah. Here in Shin Lamed Daled, the Sharetzin assumes that the lav of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincho, which is Koylel Akotn, means that if a Kotn is doing a Melocha for his father, he realizes the father would want that this should be done, so there's a chiyuv min ha-toira on the father to stop him from doing it. And in Reisa Mechvov, the Bira Loche says, could be there's no chiyuv min ha-toira, but the chiyuv min ha-toira is by a father, he's not permitted to tell him to do it. Fine. So now there is a kasha that the Gedolei Achronim ask. If the whole lav of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincho was only said when the father told him to do it, the father tells the son to go and then extinguish the fire or do another melocha, then there's an Issa Deraisa. So the kasha is, this is not only applicable to a father and a son Lagabi Shabbos. This is applicable by all Isurim. There's a lav of Leisachilum. We learn even this, not only a father. Someone is not permitted to tell a kotten he should eat chaza, or he should eat shrotzim, or he should do another aveira. So why is there a special, if the whole lav of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Ivincha was only said, Vincha means a cotton, if he tells the cotton to do this, so why is there a special lav by Shabbos? This lav is applicable by all Yisurim. This is a kasha that the Gedolei Achronim ask. And Rab Chaim Oizer brings down a teretz from, he heard from Rab Chaim Volozhiner, that Rab Chaim Volozhiner says, a moiradike teretz, and it's a pachad noire, that he says as follows, that if a person tells a cotton to eat chaza, that's a lav. If a person, a father, tells a son to be mechalo Shabbos, by the father, this is a lav of chilul Shabbos. And the father is considered a mechalo Shabbos, and Yaino is Yainesach, and he is all the chumras of a mechalo Shabbos. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. This is what Rav Chaim Volozhin said. That means this is, even though there's no kodesh, there's no skill on this, but this is a love of Shabbos, and since this is a love of Shabbos, so if a father tells a child to do a meloche in Shabbos for him, so this is a chilul Shabbos mitzad the father.
What the other ones?
So it's a love. It's like chilum. It's a love. He was over love. It's not called I ate chaza. I was over love. It's a love of loisachilum. Wait, it's the paslif neiva because a cotton is a name of mitzvah voice. But there's a love of loisachilum. Fine.
Why is it so stringent over here?
Because it's a love of Shabbos. The pasuk loisase kol melocha ato. Just like there's a love, you're not allowed to do a melocha. You're not allowed to tell your child to do a melocha. Fine. Now I saw once in the Leina l'Shabeach, he brings down an interesting shaila which we would never cholam of, but upon him he did. Not only he cholamed about it, he wrote about it. He brings down a shaila as follows. The halacha is that these are only the rabbon and the kedine, but will come soon to a deraisa. The halacha is normally the bnei bayis are nigrar after the father, legabi kabbalah Shabbos. That means if the father was mekabel Shabbos, so the bnei bayis are nigrar. So if it's Shabbos for the father, it's Shabbos for the children. They're not nigrar basa the mother. The mother was mekabel Shabbos. That's the mother to them. There's no problem. Fine. So he clears a shaila. He says, Loisase kol melocha ato is going on the parents. So mincha is going on the father, going on the mother. This love applies to a mother also. So ato bincha avdocha v'moslem techa. Let's talk about shvisas behemtoi. What happens an isha was mekabel Shabbos. Now ishi mitzuve on shvisas behemtoi. By her it's Shabbos. By a husband, it's not Shabbos yet. By the children, it's not Shabbos. But she has a behemah. Her behemah. So lechayre, if by her she was mekabel Shabbos, if she was mekabel Shabbos, so memele there's an leisase kol meloche ubehemtecha. There's a isa of shvisas behemtah. That's lechayre zichetshu. So he says, what will the din be if a woman is mekabel Shabbos and then she goes and tells her daughter who's a ktane, put on the air conditioner, do this. So by her it's Shabbos already. So lechayre it could be just like that is the din. The din is in your chiyuv Shabbos. There's a din on you loisase kol melocha ato, and your mitzvah that bincha also. The cotton is never mitzvah. A cotton is any mitzvah voice. But if I tell a cotton to do melocha, he's even he's a deraisa. He's a machalo Shabbos. So he says if by her it became Shabbos. And she'll tell now a cotton to do a meloche, shem yishemayim, it could be a very chamodik yishayla. That's what?
Sometimes where real problem comes in is when somebody makes an early Shabbos.
Yeah, that's when the children want mekabel Shabbos. Oh, she, a fellow on those. That means
the older kids
the older kids, if they're gedolim already, so then it's not bincha. Bincha is only speaking about a cotton. It's not ata. Leisasaka malocha ata uvincha. We're only speaking about ktanim. But ktanim could be a very interesting shaila, a very chomodik shaila. That means to tell a cotton or a ktana to do a malocha when by me it's Shabbos. Could be he blames by a tzorchi, and if this is permissible, which is a meridike shaila. Fine. Now let us go. So that's what he's saying over here. Like this is a din cotton oichon nevelis and bezim mitzuvin raf lishay. But if a cotton does four a godel, then that's another parsha that goes into the shaila of leisasa kamaloch ato vinche. I ain't shamba Mishnah Bura. Fine. Aval Oviv. So what did we say so far? Cotton oichel nevelis. A cotton is eating nevela. A cotton is machal Shabbos. And Bezdin passes by and they see this and he's playing on the computer in Shabbos, and Bezdin passes by and he says, "Good Shabbos, Rabbi," and the Bezdin says, "Good Shabbos, finish," and we don't make a to do about what he's doing. Shabbos, according to the first day, I feel he's a giyah lechinuch. There's no chiyuv on Bezdin to tell him anything. It's not none of our business. Aval Oviv, his father, da filu lechanech bonov ubnoisov b'mitzvahs hutal olov. That means he's mechuyiv to be mechanech afilu in mitzvahs. So this day holds, if there's a chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, there's zicha a chiyuv chinuch lahafrisha me'averis. If I'm a mechuyiv to be mechanech, he knows how to take a lulav, so there's a chiyuv chinuch that he should be benaynei a lulav. So the chiyuv chinuch zicha goes on isurim also. So the father is mechuyiv. Father is mechuyiv to be mafrishim from isurim. Kedersiv lchanoich lenar apidake v'choshkein lahafrisha meiso ucheren isos much more chomer the mutol al ha'ov. God in Dirshu, he brings down something very interesting, a very interesting halacha. Chmona Netzlana could be noigeya. Someone told me he knows. He says the whole chiyuv chinuch of a father to a child, if the child is accessible to the father, like someone told me, Nebuch, there was the husband and wife were separated, and the wife has the custody of the child. So the father, so there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. The chiyuv chinuch on the father only applies if the child is in his rishus, so memele, so then there's a chiyuv chinuch. But if he's not in, the child is not accessible, then so this the rabbanu the chiyuv chinuch, which is on the father, doesn't apply. And the Shevet Halevi brings a very interesting raya. It says by krishma they were not matel the chiyuv chinuch on the father, because normally the father is not at home when the child wakes up or when he goes to sleep. So therefore there was no chiyuv chinuch on such a mitzvah if the father at that time does not have access or shaychus with the son. So he says if the son is someplace else, so there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. Fine. So here we're talking about the chiyuv chinuch the rabbon. Now is the chiyuv chinuch and the mother. There's a machlokes. V'yesh ma'achroinim shesoyvrim the mitzvah chinuch mutal gam al ha'ev. Others say there is a mitzvah chinuch. Others say there's no mitzvah chinuch on the mother. So this is a machlokes that Tosfos Yeshonim and Yuma speaks about it. If there's a chiyuv chinuch on the mother. But Agavuche, he brings down, the Dirshi brings something from Rav Nissen Karelitz, L'chayra I saw something in the Rabbeinu Yain and Nigeres HaTshuva. That means, afilu we will say, there's no chiyev chinach on a mother for mitzvahs. That means it's not her problem that he should take a lulav or put on tzitzis. There's no chiyev chinach on her. But in the Rabbeinu Yain and Nigeres HaTshuva asks Akasha, Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, so the first drosha was to the Beis Yaakov, Kesoima leBeis Yaakov. So that was, he spoke first to the women, then later he spoke to the men. So the Rabbeinu Yoina asks, why did he speak first to the women? What was the necessity? So he says, the Ika Teire in Yerushalayim that a child gets is from the mother. The father's away, the father's busy. He says, the Teire in Yerushalayim, he gets from the mother encourages him, the mother's moedet him, the mother, he says, When he comes home from cheder, the child and the mother is rachmonas, and he'll tell her that what the rabbi did, and he'll start crying, and she'll comfort him. So and she'll be moedet him and encourage him. So the ikar limud haTorah that a child will learn in his younger years, that's the mother's job. And the Yirat Shemayim is also the mother's job, because she's with the child. So even though we're speaking about if there's a chiyuv chinuch on the mother, so that's something else. Chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, if she's, it's mutal Allah to say she should do a mitzvah, she shouldn't do a mitzvah, but it seems on Torah and Yirat Shemayim, that is zikher, the atitosh teiras imecha. That is the mother's obligation. Now, so the Mechaber said further, aval oviv mitzuva ligerboy lafrishoy meisa diereich. That's what the Rambam says. That al tzchiyev chinuch, the father is mechuyev to see that the child, the koton, shenato isurim deraisa. So he says, be'emes afilu misura derabonon chayev lahafrish. If there's a chiyev chinuch, if we say the chiyev chinuch applies on lavin also, so just like there's a chiyuv chinuch on a father to see that his child should do mitzvahs darabonon, there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father to see he should make broches. I mean, there's a chiyuv chinuch on the rabbonons also. So there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father to make sure that his son should not be over isurim derabonam. So what does the Rambam say? Lafrishay meiser diyoreise. So this is problematic. Afilu misura derabonam chayv lafrishay. Kamei de tzorech lechan chayv bemitzvus derabonam. Chdelel besimin kuvov siv alef. Ele nafke minom te beiser derabonam im loy hifrishay ha'ov zichad ezachiyev chinach. But if the father was not mafreshim, ein bezdin moichim biyode, bezdin will not be moicha to the yov, make sure he should not be over the surim derabonim. It's the father's obligation, but bezdin will not be moicha to the father that he should fulfill his obligation by isurim derabonim. Aval bisa deraisa bezdin moichim biyad ha'ov lahafreshay. So this is one mahalach hadachonim say pshat in the Rambam. That what the Rambam says, that a father is mechuyev lahafrish b'noy meisurim, and the Rambam says isurei deraisa, that means something else. The father is mechuyev to be mafrish afal isurim the rabbonim. But Bezdin will only be moiche on the father's actions if he does not, he's not mafreshim for nisuri derais. Nisuri derabonim, for some reason, bezin will not be meicher to the father. That's one pshat in the Ramah. Vagro pirish, the Goyin says another pshat in the Ramah. Dolohochi nokat meiser derais. The meiser derabonim pomim she'ein tzorich lafrishay. And iser derabonim sometimes, if it's the tzorich of the cotton, so I don't have to stop him from doing it. I mean, the Ramah did not want to get involved in saying that a father is mechuyev to be mafrish his son from isurim derabonim, because it matters which isurim. Certain isurim derabonim, which are letzorech hakotan, he's allowed to do them. And the father is even allowed to tell him to do it. Vavlitein loy lechatchila mutar. Dahainu kshetzorich lekach. If the cotton needs it, so he's permitted to tell him, he's permitted to do it. Uchigoyin rechitze v'siche b'yayim ha-kipurim. That means, it says in Masech Teshume that Ktanim are roichets in Yom Kippur, and they're soch, they put ointments on themselves in Yom Kippur. Since this is a tzorech of the cotton, it's revise de tinnik, so, in the sanisa da rabbonon, so, you're allowed to do it for him, you're allowed to be roichets him, you're allowed, there's no chiv to be mafrishim. So Mamela, that's why the Ramah did not want to say Stamazoy of him by all Isurim Yemuchiv to be Mafresh Akotin, including Isurid Rabbonim. There's certainly Isurid Rabbonim. If there's a Tzairich for the Kotin, it's a Tzairich HaKotin, he's allowed to do it. Agavuch later will have a Bir Aloch, there's a Chuvis Rabbi Kevega. We have to understand Bezman Rabbi Kevega, the shuls were not equipped so as sophisticated as our shuls are equipped. A person comes to a shul, there's a siddur, there's a chumash, there's all the tzorchei HaShabbos you can find in the shul. That's the shul. Bezman Rabbi Kevega, you brought your own siddur, you brought your own chumash, and what if you forgot to bring it to Erev Shabbos? So you have a problem. So if you have a karmelis, and to tell a cotton to bring it is also, I can't tell a cotton to do an Issa de Rabbonim for me. So Rabbi Kevega says, now I'll tell you what, if you have a cotton that davens, he doesn't know to daven by heart, so give him the siddur, and he'll take the siddur to shul, which is an isa d'rabbonin, a karmelis. He'll take the siddur to shul to daven. You look over his shoulder, he can daven with this, but he's taking the siddur for himself. And this is this shita that an isa d'rabbonin l'tzoyrech hakotin, you'll have to tell him to do it. You need a siddur. You want to come to shul? You want to daven in shul? So he gives him a siddur. So that's why. That's why the Ramah did not speak about Isurim Derabonim. Uposhit. Now the Mishnah Berurah starts speaking about something which was very close to his heart. Nim Shoma Livnoi Ubito Yaktanim Shemedabrim Loshen Hore. They're speaking Loshen Hore. So this is Lavim Deraise. Mitzvah is on the father. That's the first Loshen over here. The father Zichem Mechuyev to stop them. Mitzvah liga behem lafrisha misa v'chein imachloikes v'sheker uklolis above nisayno harabim kamo nichsholim boze. How many parents are nichshol in this chiyuv shehem enichem livneim l'dabo lo shenore urechiles ulekalo. That means they can only ktanem the when they'll get bigger, they'll make a seder in Chofetz Chaim. But like this, they're ketanim.
What's the kalim? It's nibur peh?
No, kalim is a klol, it's a curse. Yeah. It's a kalul cheresh. There's a lav. Well, he doesn't need it. He's not allowed to be a kalul someone. V'nase mulgul b'zeh. So what happens? So the father never told him anything's wrong with this. So the first 13 years of his life, he speaks Lashon Hora, he's a Baal Machloikes, Rechiles, Shafilug Shiniz Gadol, Vishemeh Sheyesh Bezeh Issa Godol, now it is informed, Koshole Lifresh Mer Geloi, Shehugol Bezeh Shonim Rabbis, Vahoya Dova Etzloi Becheskas Heter. And here in Dirshe Bin Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, in Adarab, if the father would have been Mechanachem in his younger years, this is Lashon Hara, and you're not allowed to speak to yourself, have Machloikes, so when he'd become a Godel, it would be a normal action, that you don't speak Lashon Hara, there's no Machloikes, and he's doing a Meiridike Toive to his child. Vida. The Shir HaChinuch B'mitzvahs Asay U'b'chol Tinik Lefi. Now we're talking about Chinuch, and the Mechaba went over, we jumped from just like a father's Mechuyev B'chinuch Bonov and mitzvahs Asay, so it's also an Aloysas, but now let's go back to a mitzvahs Asay. Lefi Charifosoy Vidiosoy. It depends, each child according to his understanding. So he says, it's a Baishpul, by Kiddush, Kegoin Hayedeya Me'inyin Shabbos, he understands as Inyin Shabbos, the Rabbi Nishon created the world, and he was Shoivis B'yayim Hashvi, he understands. He has such a musig in this, which is between 6 and 7. Chayev lahagiloi lishma yekiddush vahavdolah. So then, by 6 and 7, he should hear kiddush and havdolah. Or havdolah if he's sleeping when his father comes home. So Sunday he should make havdolah. Rabbi Priyagov and the namavdol. Ayedeya lishatef kahaloche chayev betzitzis chanal besimin yudzayim. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Now here they bring down that the minig ha'olam is, they bring down for Rabbi Yashiv, the stipler, the minig ha'olam is that we're mechanach a kotan b'mitzvah tzitzis when he becomes 3 years old. The sheer beggar, they bring down something interesting from the stipler. How big does the tzitzis have to be? It should, there's a sheer of, so the stipler says the sheer is like this. He's miskasabai ruboi. So that means like this. You have a cotton and, you take the cotton, you measure him from his head to his feet, and let's see, however tall he is, that's base, he's 3 feet, whatever it is, then roiv of that is the oirech of the tzitzis. That means a little bit more than half is that's the length of the baguette. And the width of the baguette is you measure the back and the sides. And how much that is, that's the reichev of the beged, and that is the shear of the beged. That is the shear of, so each child is lefi gudloi. That is the shear. Agavulche, he brings down something very interesting from the stipler, which is very practical. He said one should make sure that the tzitzis should not be too long. Because when you have a 3-year-old, it's oisetz chochov, so the tzitzis can get very dirty from that. So my male, they shouldn't be too long. They don't have a shear of the normal shear of tzitzis. Chnar basimin yudzayin. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Bein b'mitzvahs asei shal teire, bein b'shal divrei seifrim. So when he is more or less, he can do the Maisa HaMitzvah. So then there's a chiyuv chinuch. Avol achinuch beloisase. Achinuch beloisase bein shel teire bein shel tevreye. Hu bechol tinik shehu bar avone. When a cotton understands, shemayvin kshaoimrim loy sheze osa lasois oy lechel. So here Dirshu brings down something very interesting. So what does that mean that he understands when you tell him you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to do this? So what does his understanding have to be? So Rav Nissen Karelet says that he has to understand that a yid does not do such a maise, not because his father told him not to do it. No, a yid doesn't do this. A yid doesn't eat chaza, he doesn't put on a light on Shabbos. If he can understand that, so then there's a chiyuv. Then you tell him that we don't put on lights on Shabbos. We don't. So that is. But he has to be. It seems till 2-3. It's not shaykh. He's not. He doesn't understand that. He says Allah barochi. God. He brings down from the chikre leiv that the chikre leiv said that he'll understand you're not allowed to do it, not that if you tell him no, he doesn't do it. That's a good source, but al kaponim. But the abah havone means that if I tell him no, the next time when I'm not around, he won't do it. That's called his abah havone. So he understands that this shouldn't be done. If the only way he can understand that you don't do it when his father standing over his head and says no, don't do it, the minute the father leaves, so he's not a bar avonis, he doesn't understand that you shouldn't do it. Yeah, avotinik sheine bar avonis klal enoviv mitzuva lemonai bar kochim ilechol machal asureis mikra deni kerid machal asureis aymer lechalul shabbos afilo beisr shel teire. There's no chiyuv b'chlal. That means he's playing with the switch. There's no chiyuv chinuch on the father to stop him from doing this. Kivin she'enai meivin klal le'inyan ma shemoinai umafrish. He doesn't understand this at all. By macholas asureis they bring down, even though als the chiyuv chinuch, if the child doesn't understand, he's a two-year-old, he doesn't understand that you're not allowed to eat this. So even though als chiyuv chinuch, there's no chiyuv chinuch to stop him from eating macholis asuris, but letayvosoi, hizicha should stop him from eating it, because macholis asuris, besides the iser shaboy, it's metamtim. And it will have a detrimental effect on him in his later years. So memele, so als not als tachiv chinuch, about l'toyve saber. V'chein im hu koyim, if he's a koyim, ein tzorech loitziyoy mi bayish shatume besoichoy. That means if he's a lav bar havone, there's a mace there, so he's not mechuyim to tell him to leave. Ele im kein hu bar havone. That means you'll understand that he understands that you tell him a kohen is not permitted to be there, and he'll understand that. So he's then azai mitzvah aloviv. If he's a bar havone, mitzvah aloviv loitziyah kedei lahafrisha min ha'isa machmas mitzvah schinach. Now, all that, so here we are speaking about the dinei hafroshe. We're talking about, this is the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that if a katan is doing averes, there is no chiyuv on bezdin to stop him from doing these averes, there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father, just like he's mechuyev lechanchoy b'mitzvahs, he's mechuyev lechanchoy lahafrishoy me'averes. When he's a bar havone, he can understand that a yid is not permitted to do this. Then there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father. That is lafrisha. But ulahachnisoy bevayish shetuma besoichay. But to bring him in to a bias, that means he's a 2-year-old, he's a 1-year-old. The mother is going to a levaya, so she has her 1-year-old with her, who is the father's a kohen. So where she can take the 1-year-old, so she'll take him in to the maspid. She has no place where to leave her kid. It's a chas v'shalom. You don't bring him, even though he's a 1-year-old, he's a 5-month-old. Don't, he's a kohen. So memela, you're not allowed to be metamim biyadayim, even though he's alav baravon, he doesn't understand anything. There's no heter. This is an iser deraisa. Afilu tinik she'enoi bar havone adayin, he can't understand anything. Chmoish nichtev lekamei. Umikol mokayim, eishes koyen muberes. Now, I'd like to give a little akdome, we'll understand the Mishnah Berurah. It says over a whole Megillah over here. I'd like to give a little akdome, pshat in the Megillah, what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. The Magen Avraham brings down a Rekeach. A Rekeach is from the Rishonim. The Rekeach said, if you have a Eishes Koyen Muberes, that she's Moberes, is she allowed to go into an oil hameis? She's not taking a 5-month-old, she's taking an Uber, she wants to go, there's a hesped, and then there's a meister, she's allowed to go, she's Moberes, is she allowed to go in the oil hameis? She's an Eishes Koyen. So the Rekeir said, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? A Sfek Sfeker. Because maybe it's in the cave, and if it's not in the cave, maybe it's a navel, some amela, so I'll spek sveke, she's allowed to go. Fine. A psak abarov, that was the Rekeach's psak. So the Magen Avraham brings down this Rekeach, and he says, fine. He says he doesn't understand it. Why need a spek sveke? This is a taro bluo. This is a tara blue, which means that Kozman, the child, is in the mother. Felisa Zocher, he's not mekabel tume. The mother is megan on the child. He's not mekabel tume. So why do you say a psahol dreidel with a sfek sveke? This is a kasha the Magen Avraham asks on the Rekeach. So on this kasha, the Nesiv Chaim and the Radbaz say, "Teretz na Rekeach, Vashteitzach, that's poshet." The Rekeach was talking about that she's going into oil and a maze, and it could very well be that she's otot about to give birth. She might give birth in the oil and maze. Is she allowed to go in? That's what the Rekeach was talking about. If she has 2 more months, then you don't need the Svek Sveke. It means she's going into oil and a mace, and there's a possibility that she has the doctor when I do. Any minute you could be there. And she wants to go into this oil and mace. So the Rekeach said she's allowed to go in because of the Svek Sveke. Now, let us just, now we'll see the, yeah. Mikomokim, Eishes Kaimu Beres, Shekovo Yemelonadis. Moteris Likonis Lechatchila by Lameis, the Av Shenirlonu Shabade Taylet Shamblot. We can assume that she'll, if a Shema Yis or Chavitma Shama Felachi Mutter, the Svek Sveko, Shema Yi in the Cave, Vishema Yi in Eifel. Fine, that's Pshat in the Rekeach. Now, in the modern day and age, they bring down from the Shevet Halevi, what if they made an ultrasound? And from the ultrasound, they found out that he's a zocher. So they already know that the boy already older. Now, is the mother allowed to go into a hospital? She wants to give birth in the hospital. And there's Mason there in the hospital. Let's talk about Neretz Yisrael, which is Mesama Moshchir, the Yiddish Mason there. And she allowed to go into the hospital. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, hey, you don't have your sfek sveik over here. Well, one sfek, maybe it's an eifel. So one says a sfek deraisa, sfek sveik is mutter. Hey, you have one sfek. So they bring for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman as follows. He says, Kozman, she went in. There's no shaila. He's a zocher. He wasn't a couple to me. There's 20 mason there in the hospital. Now she's there. And now since he's there, beheta, so he says, now she has to give birth. The best place to give birth is in the hospital. I mean, there you have doctors there, if there'll be any complications. So, because this is the mokim, so I'll speak uach and the foshes. I mean, that is, I'm not bringing in a koyin. I'm bringing in, now when he comes in, it's a tara blue. And later, later it's the most shekivin sheima itzricha lishoye bebeis choy. Yeah, no. So he says like this. Now it's pikuach nefoshes. This is enisalas is pusloy lovers so ubashi biu besoif natchiz din teire. It's pikuach nefesh. Forget she's mechuyev to be in the hospital. There's doctors and experts, so that's the place where she should be. The child will be born, and there's mason there, but that's the heter pikuach nefesh. Just like a kohen that says a chaylish yesh b'sakon, you also take him to the hospital. Afilu. So then they say after they gave birth, and good, he's born, mazel tov, and everything. But there's a mace. There's a mace next door. So what happens now? Everything is there. So then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if the doctors say there's not too much of a problem after a day to take him out of the hospital, he would advise it. That if there be any problems or something else, but if there's no medical problems, so why should the Chayeva Kain over there and there's a mason in the same room? So it's not an ideal situation to leave the Kain there.